First step in building the block starts today. This is the first step. The first step is right now. When you guys parked your car and you walked in this building, you walked in here knowing that it's going to be a, today's purpose is to get better, period. That's what it's all about when you walk in here. Outsiders will not dictate what or who we become. The men in this room will control that. We're building a mentally and physically tough group of men that will be ready to play anywhere, anytime. Nobody else can control that but the guys in this room.
I can't wait to get my hands on our guys. And I'm not talking about in a physical sense. I'm talking about just to be around them.
It's really important to keep training because that's where the real pros are made. That gives you a chance to get a leg up on your competition and the people that you have to face and play.
The OTAs are a chance for us to get back on the field. You know, during the offseason, we're preparing for the draft. We're wrapping up the previous season. So it's a chance for us to get back up in the lifts and film practice again, interact with the players and coaches more than we usually do. But it's also about following league regulations. You know, there's only so much time these guys can be on the field, so we want to make sure we're out there when the time is right and providing everything we can for the coaches and players. So when the players arrive, we have bins full of Surface tablets that the players are going to grab when they walk in the door. We'll give them their Surface tablet, the keyboard that's attached to it. We give them their power cord, and then we make them sign a Surface agreement. So that agreement basically says if anything happens to the device, lost, stolen, damaged, it's on them. But the big thing with the tablets these days is the ability to access the cloud. We store both the playbook and video on the cloud for the players. So gone are the days where the players need to be at the facility to watch film. Now with Wi-Fi, they can watch literally anything they want to on their tablets. They can also access the playbook. So if they wanted to review a play, they can do it both film and from the playbook. This is a big year, especially with the new defensive staff. The sooner they can get their hands on this information, the better. They can start to look at those install playbooks and really start to familiarize themselves with what they need to do. Time at this time of year is limited, so we want to make sure we're up and ready for whatever the coaches and players need.
Before the guys are getting in back into town for OTAs, we go through and we check all the lockers out. We make sure they have sandals, training shoes. We make sure their cleats are ready. We check their towels out, make sure none of the towels are old and beat up and they need to be replaced. And then we'll also go through their gear and make sure none of the gear is old. And if it is, we replace it. When a new player comes in from a different team or if we sign them as a rookie or an undrafted free agent, we have a list that we go through that every player gets. Now, some of our veterans have more gear than some of the rookies, because they've earned it and they come in, they're respectful towards us and towards our bosses. One thing we always see with players that have been on different teams, they'll come in and they're extremely surprised by the way we do things here. Because we're all about the way our locker looks, everything's in a certain place, and we come out in the equipment room, we take extra detail into making sure things are hung correctly. We don't just hang it back in their locker on loops. So a lot of players come in and they're like, first off, you give more gear than most teams anywhere we've ever been. And secondly, you guys do this first class. And that's what we strive to do. When players start arriving, as our boss Brad will say, we're here to make sure players play and coaches coach. So they should have no worries. So if they need anything, our job is to take care of it, make sure they have to worry about nothing but what they have to do on the field.
His energy's crazy. He definitely brings a different attitude. You know, he's very, very just vocal in your face, you know, and I feel like we definitely need that. We need somebody that's going to keep everybody accountable.
His mindset is what Cleveland needs in order for us to change and turn around the program.
He's a good coach. I mean, you can see, you know, how he carries himself. So, like I said, I'm just ready to get started with him.
I'm all about performance. I'm all about putting it on tape, showing it on the field. Like you said, it doesn't really matter how much money you make, and as long as you're out there making plays, then he'll be falling in love with you.
And he's an intense coach, and you can tell that he wants to change the culture around here. I think he's a perfect fit.
When everyone came in on Monday or yesterday and had that mindset of just, you know, everyone's happy to see each other and ready to go, and from the first team meeting yesterday with Coach Jackson about, you know, turn the page and moving on, and everyone had that mindset. You can see in the first day of workouts, you know, in the weight room was about as intense as it's been since I've been here. It was awesome. And obviously, this is my first, you know, real offseason with the team. But, you know, the guys are in there, the leadership, everyone getting, you know, after it and working with each other and pushing each other was really cool to see, you know, and really cool to be a part of.
We're working extremely hard. I think we got a lot of great work and, like, extra work, too, you know. I feel more comfortable. I'm not going into a situation blind, not knowing what to expect. You know, now I know what to expect. I know how practices are run. I know how they do stuff in a weight room. I know everyone. I'm more comfortable.
We had a good group of guys coming in to work, and as an O-line, like, the more you can be together, the more you can work together is great. And, you know, I feel like I put on some good mass and feel really strong right now, and I'm ready to go.
You can't be, you know, looking over your shoulder thinking different thoughts. You know, you just got to focus on the moment and, you know, give everything you have to these guys in the locker room and the coaching staff and just continue to compete.